Craig is a research professor at the University of South Florida, the College of Public Health. He's a lead change designer at RTI International, chief maven at Social Shift, and a public founding member of the International Social Marketing Association. He recently authored a 6-volume collection of articles on social marketing theory and research, and he also put together and authored a textbook called Social Marketing and Social Change. Craig was one of the key members of the social marketing community who was responsible for getting social marketing objectives included in the Healthy People 2020 document. These are his slides, and my comments are based on my conversations with him concerning his presentation. Okay, Craig also states that he has no conflicts of interest with respect to this information and presentation. This is an objective from Healthy People 2000. Okay, we're going to go back a little bit and talk about how these objectives evolved and how we got to the social marketing objective. This objective says establish community health programs that separately or together address at least 3 of the Healthy People 2000 priorities. Now listen to this, and reach at least 40% of each state population. Okay? So together address at least 3 of the Healthy People 2000 priorities and reach at least 40% of the state population. So what they found out in this is that this is sort of a stealth objective in Healthy People, not a practical objective, because it's meant to direct a change in the capacity of public health practice to do something really different. It requires people to think beyond a single problem and a single solution and attempt to develop more comprehensive programs. It also signaled that we need to reach across a population and that it's not just small group efforts that are important, but important that populations are important. So they set up a Healthy People objective across a minimum proportion of the population, again, that's 40%, with a target of all 50 states for the number of states in which 90% of the local health departments complied. And according to the evaluation of this objective, down here you can see in that middle column in 1993, 81% of the states complied with this objective. So they're putting together state health departments, multiple behavior change objectives, and all the local health departments in the state. So it wasn't intended to achieve a behavior change per se among the population, but it was meant to achieve a behavior change among the participants in the public health enterprise in the state. So this is a developmental proposal. This means it's going to build the capacity of public health to have an effect upon population behavior change. So it set comprehensive and population-wide health promotion, disease prevention interventions as a goal for the state and for local health agencies. These objectives are not meant to achieve individual health promotion and disease prevention targets per se, but to establish, as I said, to establish capacity. Let me go on to our next one. Now we're moving forward to 2010. Here's the objective from 2010, the social marketing objective called for more research and evaluation in the health communications process, and a definition of social marketing appeared in the health communications section of Healthy People in that topic area. This developmental objective, again, it's actually stated this time as a developmental objective, was subsequently operationalized and shown in the next slide, which I'll show you in a second, as increasing the percentage of health and human service sponsored health communication campaigns that included formative process and outcome evaluations. So here again, wasn't a behavior change on the part of the population, a health behavior change, but a capacity behavior change among practicing and academic participants in the public health enterprise. And here's the evaluation that they talked about. You can see that that second one there with those little arrows, that we found out that there was actually the three types of evaluation, the formative evaluation, the process evaluation, and the outcome evaluation, that those red arrows show there was actually a decrease in those two types of evaluation when it was evaluated later on. But there was a tremendous increase, 83.3%. Of the projects included an outcome evaluation. So we see it had a big effect on outcome evaluation through this objective. So such objectives like these clearly apply to the status and the practice of social marketing as a focus area in the contemporary public health process, because our objectives also direct change of the participants within the process more than change in the health behavior of the population. This next slide then shows the new objective for Healthy People 2020. Shows it as a developmental objective, increasing social marketing and health promotion and disease prevention. In this case, developmental means that the objective has to be operationalized and measured with at least a baseline, a mid-decade, and a final evaluation. So this is something new. To be developmental, it has to have those three data points at the end of the decade to find out what happened as a result. And our next two presentations by Brian and Tally will describe that process more deeply about how that occurred and what the results of those two things were. Again, this objective, you see that HC, health communications, health information technology, occurs within the health communications branch or the health communications subject matter of the Healthy People 2020. Now for just a brief history of this. This is what happened in 2009. They released the guide for developing 2020 objectives. We made a conference call with a lot of our colleagues in other places, practitioners and academicians, to talk about the Healthy People objective. In July, we submitted a proposed social marketing objective, and it was not accepted by the federal agency to be an objective. So they sent it back. So then we revised the objectives, and we got solicitation of letters from our colleagues in practice and state health departments, local health departments, academic centers, to include our newly revised Healthy People objective in the document. And then finally in October 2009, Florida Prevention Research Center submitted a letter saying that it would conduct and follow a baseline and follow-up evaluations for three of the sub-objectives. And the National Public Health Information Coalition, that's the organization that represents the public information officers for all the state health departments, submit a letter saying that they would conduct an evaluation of the Department of Health programs. You know, they would support that of using social marketing. So our original proposal included three components. It was targeted towards federally funded programs for health promotion, disease prevention, and it stressed that it should include two other things: increase in the current and future public health professionals, the access of current and future public health professionals to social marketing training, And the second one was support for applied research and demonstration to promote health through changes in voluntary behaviors across the lifespan. And again, this one was not accepted per se, or not accepted as submitted to the federal agencies. So this is the revised proposal. It became much more specific. It's similar, but it says increase the number of programs that use evidence-based social marketing for health promotion, disease prevention, increase graduate and undergraduate training in schools of public health, continuing education for public health practitioners, and evidence-based research and prevention research centers in schools of public health, business, and other related disciplines. We got a lot of comments from our colleagues, both academicians and researchers and centers, in support of this. I won't read those to you right now, but you can look at them. They talk about things like, let me just go back for a second, a critical need for social marketing, the importance of the logic model to tie everything together, the use of the social marketing paradigm to improve the impact of health during, or the impact on health during the decade, and saying that social marketing was an essential strategy for achieving the Healthy People 2020 objectives. There are even more comments. Again, I won't go into these. But social marketing will play an essential role. Don't miss the opportunity to include social marketing in the Healthy People process, and that the evidence-based experience points to a key role for social marketing in health promotion and disease prevention. So again, they're not all about changing health behaviors and health outcomes, but changing the capacity of the nation, its academic centers, its state and local health department, and other practice centers to create change in health behaviors in the population. We got a lot of endorsements, a lot of agency endorsements, included in those who wrote in about this for us with the Society of Public Health Education, the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors, the Directors of Health Promotion and Education, the Association of State and Territorial Officials, National Public Health Information Coalition, the California, Rhode Island, and several other departments of health, the University of South Florida, and a number of individual professional colleagues who wrote in and endorsed this process. So this was the final revised proposal that went in, much similar to the one before, but increased social marketing and health promotion, disease prevention, increased the proportion of state health departments that report using social marketing and health promotion, disease prevention, increased the proportion of schools of public health and accredited MPH programs that offer one or more courses in social marketing, and finally, increased the proportion of schools of public health and accredited MPH programs that offer workforce development activities and social marketing for public health practitioners. Again, bringing together the practice and the training for social marketing for the nation. These are the way that they actually appear in the Healthy People document. Again, they're listed as developmental activities, showing that we intend to create a difference in the way the nation approaches the idea of behavior change, health promotion and behavior change. So that's the end of sort of the process that we went through to get Healthy People, to get social marketing objectives and Healthy People 2020. And those are almost the end of my comments. The one last thing I wanted to say about, this is Craig's slide, but I thought it was useful, is that social marketing requires soul, that all these objectives were finally approved in the Healthy People process, and they require a baseline, midterm, and end-of-decade evaluation in the development process. And that takes a lot of people to make that happen. So one last thing from Craig and from me is an acknowledgement and expression of gratitude on behalf of our field for all the individual professionals and organizations, including those public health or those federal public health agencies that were involved in this process. to all those organizations and individuals whose participation enabled us to establish a national objective for social marketing. After that extensive effort, the work is just beginning. But the promise for the future of our field and the future of our people is truly amazing. Thank you.